This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we knew that it would. Once again, it's about interest rates, and the Fed lifts the key rate again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The bottom line is this show is about how does that affect you and me? What does it do to us, all of us in our backyards? Well, it does a couple of things. It does, once again, rock the boat when it comes to mortgages, because mortgages naturally will be higher. So that means a lot of people will cool off to the idea, perhaps, of getting the home that they were looking at. But that's been happening for some time. So in looking at the rates and looking at what it means to your finances, right? 0.75% for a second straight month. And the idea is to corral soaring inflation, because we've seen the largest increase since 1994. It means that banks charge more for overnight for loans, right? At a range of like 2.25. We're not going to go deep into these numbers. 2.25 to 2.5, and it just means that it's supposed to not really curtail economic growth, but the banks have to move. They have to do something. So then it cools the economy and supposedly brings inflation under control. But the rate increases for the rest of the year, what are they going to do? Are they going to shrink? Because this was another big whopper, an unusually large increase, right? And we keep hearing the same thing. It's an extraordinary challenge. It's an uncertain time. That's why we've had to do this so large, so fast, because the economy needs to feel the impact, and we haven't felt that impact. Wow, I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people feel like they have felt the impact, right? Watching as it moves up and up and up and up and up and up. And what does that mean for credit cards? What does that mean for home equity lines of credit and all those other loans? So a 30-year mortgage rate has jumped to an average of 5.54%. So to give you an idea, if you wanted to get a home and you sizzled in early, it was 3.22 earlier in the year. So that's really tough to swallow for a lot of people. But the idea is this going to help us combat inflation or not? I mean, look, oil prices have fallen big time since mid-June. People almost clap when we drive by gas stations. In fact, I was with the Hubs, and he's got his face in his phone. He looks up. He said, "Oh, look at the gas! Look at the gas prices!" Because you know now they're flashing the neon signs of how much gas is. Before it was almost hidden; you could barely see it on the sign. We're embarrassed to tell you this is how much it cost for regular. This is how much for unleaded. You don't even want to know. And Supreme, forget about it. So that's the good news, that's happened. But the higher mortgage rates, the slam dunk on credit, if you're in that situation where you're gambling with credit, ooh, really, really tough. And loans, of course, the worst of all, especially if you're talking about auto or diving into home loans. So that's, if you break it down simplistically, that's what it means to you. That's what it means to you. Inflation has hit us, my friends. We know it. Eating any bacon lately? How about those eggs? What's happening there, right? Huge. I mean, we're seeing some of our favorite things are just slammed by this. And because of it, when you go to eat, it's the same thing. Sandwiches have jumped up, in some cases, doubled. The sandwich that you got on the corner for nothing. Suddenly now, well, yeah, it costs you something, right? Because the people who make the sandwiches can't afford to not pass that on to you. We are really in this push-pull economy. That's what I call it. It's a push-pull economy. It depends on whether you're pulling or pushing or you're lucky because you're somewhere in between. So the monster hike by the feds can be the worst. It just depends on where you fall. But I bet you're feeling some of it. You have to be feeling some of it. And, of course, the warning is, so we're not done yet. There's more to come. I mean, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there's going to be a point where the Fed starts to slow hikes to assess their impact. But doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. So, of course, markets jumped after the move, right? So the door is open. What happens in September? So you do care what's happening. You do care about this number because no matter who you are, where you are, what you do, retired, not retired, earlier in your career, somewhere in the middle, run your own business, you're feeling this in some way. This increase. But you look at inflation, 9.1% annually, right? The Fed's aiming for inflation around 2%. That's what the aim was for that. Unemployment, 3.6% in June. That's close to what they call full employment. I think it's a false number because there's underemployed. There's people who are gig juggling. I think there's more piecemealing and gig juggling than ever. But buckle up. I think that's what that means because we're not done yet. But are we going to use or hear the dreaded R word, recession? No. Nobody... The whole thing is, no, we're backing off of recession. Don't worry. We're backing off of recession. It's not going to happen. I mean, inflation is a political issue. It is such a flashpoint for so many people. So the idea that this can suddenly get pushed in a different direction before the end of the year, I think, is ridiculous. Mega Millions got pushed in a much different direction. So if you want to just forget about all the nonsense of inflation and how much eggs cost, just win Mega Millions. The jackpot above $1 billion because there was no winner Friday. So it jumped to $1 billion, fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The pot has grown. Somebody has to win. Your odds are ridiculously lame, but people are lining up to buy tickets because somebody has to win. Hey, by the way, don't let space trash hit you on the head over the weekend. How can you avoid it? Ooh, that's up next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I was a wealthy man, I wouldn't.
So I gave you the glum news at the top of the show. You want some decent news from the Hill? Shocker, right? All right, but this is a good one because part of the reason why you're stymied in the efforts to get that used car and you have no choice, right? It's just you have to have a car. A lot of people, I know a lot of people actually in that situation, just bad timing, right? But you end up not being able to get it, or there's a car you want, but there's a back order because there's problems with chips. So it was a big bipartisan party on the Hill. 64-33 was the vote. The Senate passed the $280 billion Chips and Science Act. So $52 billion of that goes to microchip manufacturers to incentivize construction of what they're calling domestic semiconductor fabrication plants to make the darn chips. Why are we constantly relying on the Chinese? Why are we not doing it? Hello, in America, we have brains. We have brawn. We have the brilliance to pull this off. But we need some infusion of cash. So the infusion of cash looks like it should come in the direction of chips soon. Because look at the products that are hit by this. Cars, cell phones, medical equipment, military weapons. There's been a huge shortage of semiconductor chips during the coronavirus pandemic. It caused all those price hikes and supply chain disruptions. Things you didn't even realize were chipped. And we couldn't get them. We couldn't get the bloody chips. Ridiculous. So finally this happened, and it's going to be American-made. Imagine that. Bipartisan achievement in Congress. Wow. I mean, the rest of it, the other $100 billion for programs like the National Science Foundation establishing tech hubs to support startups in areas of the country with more rural areas that haven't gotten big funding for tech. So that's good. And there's some other things in that that will be pointed, I think, in the right direction. But it's the chip part that I think is so key to your life and mine right now. We need a break. So it's going to accelerate the manufacturing of semiconductors in the United States. I mean, even dishwashers, for goodness sake. I know people that can't get dishwashers fixed. And they don't want to buy a new one because they don't have a chip. What are we talking about here? Are you kidding me? And it'll also create some jobs. And here's the thing. We won't be so reliant on foreign countries. Hello. ASAP. Get this done. It still has to bounce to the House and go through all of that and then ultimately be signed by the president. But I don't see that there's going to be a problem with it there. The passage of it through the Senate is big because it's taken a while for this to happen. They started talking about this legislation a couple of years ago, and now finally it's on that right road. It makes sense. But you know what happens. When these bills get proposed, everybody's agenda gets stuffed into the middle of it, and it hits a snag here and it hits a snag there, and it's ridiculous. But it's cleared all those hurdles. That's a good thing, period. Bottom line is this now gets thrown over to the House. The House should easily, it should go through there, like I said, and then go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So good news. As soon as more chips can possibly head our way, that much better. Hey, speaking of the Chinese, uncontrolled debris from a Chinese space rocket could crash back to Earth as soon as Saturday. Yeah, because China launched a lab module called the Weitan for its Tiangong space station in the South China Sea earlier in the week. The rocket carrying the module makes an uncontrolled reentry. And what happens is, and it's not the first time it's happened, the rocket debris from the space program plunges through the atmosphere kind of with an air of unbridled suspense. Where's it going to go? We watched the last time in 2021 what would happen with the remains of the rocket and where it would fall. So it's the same thing. Is that where is this all going to come down? In general, so you know, the risk to us in the United States is pretty low. In fact, what they're saying, the director of the Aerospace Corporation, whose job is kind of to measure that, says if you look at the 175 feet of this thing and you try to figure out where it's going to reenter and all of that, when you pinpoint that and you monitor the space debris, it's basically only 3% of the ground track is over the U.S. Hopefully that 3% is not in your backyard or on top of your house, right? Not being able to control that is so odd, right? I mean, just flying out of the sky. Can you imagine? Flying out of the sky. Hey, what is it? So anyway, your odds maybe of the Mega Millions might be better. 3% is a pretty low number. It's a pretty low number, so that's good. But just so you know, American space junk has fallen to the Earth since probably the 60s. So debris happens, people. Oh, I just made up a hashtag. Debris happens. It's perfect. Don't worry about it. Because I think you have a good chance of it not, again, careening into you. Hey, coming up on this show, we've got a man cave. A lot of you complaining to me about the man cave. Hey, training camps are opening in the NFL. What's going on? And a couple of other things. A huge story in sports. The and not just sports. This is where sports collides with everything else that's happening in the world. But Brittany Griner, the U.S. offering a deal to Russia to try to bring the WNBA star home, and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked about it on Wednesday. It's a huge reversal of whatever the previous policy was. But he's expected to speak with the Kremlin for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. To not talk about that, but to talk about the deal. Well, they do say other matters to make it sound good, but it's about this deal. And it is the first time, my friends, that our government has publicly revealed any concrete action it's taken to secure the release of Griner, who was arrested on drug-related charges at a Moscow airport in February. And we don't know a lot of the details of the deal, but supposedly what the deal is we'll give the Russians, the convicted Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, for those two, for Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. Will it be enough for Russia to release the Americans or not because of, oh yeah, that other thing, the chilly relationship between Russia and the United States and the Ukraine war? Can that just be put aside for this exchange? Prisoner swaps. It's crazy, but this is something that now is being more acceptable, having prisoner swaps as a resolution for cases of Americans who are jailed overseas. We've seen, you know, this before. So it's probably their best shot. Definitely Brittany Griner's best shot at getting out of Russia without having to do hard timing. Seriously, crack rocks for how many years. This is it, right? This is it if this is going to happen. Will this be the only thing? I mean, you look at Will Whelan. He was a corporate security executive for Michigan. He was sentenced in 2020 to 16 years. I remember this. I remember talking about it on the air. In prison on espionage charges, because that's what they slap you with. He and his family keep, again, hammering everybody that he's innocent. And, of course, our government has said the charges are completely false, but fell on deaf ears in Russia. So Griner could actually help him if this deal comes about. So fingers crossed for them. We'll see. Is this the deal to make? Because Bout was once labeled the merchant of death. Mailbag around the bend.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak to the Chinese president over the phone Thursday. Coordinator for Strategic Communications for the National Security Council, John Kirby, previews that call on Fox News.
The president wants to focus on those items on the agenda, things like climate change, things like tensions in the Indo-Pacific, things like Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine. That's what he's focused on.
The two leaders last spoke to each other over the phone back in March. The judge in the Steve Bannon contempt trial will consider arguments for dismissal of the case. Bannon is the ex-Trump aide who recently was convicted on contempt of Congress charges for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee. It's been the 1970s since someone was convicted of contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena. USA Radio News. President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's talk about the mail, please.
All right, so once again, I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. We don't have to dig very far to get what we're looking for in the mailbag because of all of you who always respond. So I always hammer the mailbag 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Best way to express yourself. I know people consume this show in so many different ways on these fabulous affiliates. They go to many of their sites and stream them later, etc. So I know that you're thinking about things that are said, and I think that's what happens. We get a lot of that and people in real time, too, so that's wonderful. This one from Joe. Kate, I have a feeling I'm going to win the Mega Millions jackpot. If I do, I will send the show some money so that you can buy a bus and travel around the country with your engineers and pals and do some live shows so that everybody gets a chance to meet you. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, thank you. I'm going to hold you to that, even though I have no way to get a hold of you. You know, people are fantasizing about what they would do. That's the whole thing, right? I mean, really, honestly, I saw the story, and I'm just going to digress here for a second, Joe, and for everybody else waiting in the mailbag. I saw a story in the Washington Post today. That's where it was. And, of course, they have to douse us with negativity. Don't let us just bask in the possibility of winning this ridiculously large sum of money that we have really no chance of winning. You know, just let us fantasize about it for a second. But they've got an article that they did on what happens if you win. It's not as great as you think. And then they interviewed people that won the lottery where things turned sour for them because people wanted money from them, they had to move, just all kinds of things started to rain down on them that they would never have had to deal with because suddenly they're filthy rich. So there was cautionary tales from the past winners if you should win. I'm just going to say I'm not going to cry any crocodile tears for somebody who has to deal with people hitting them up for money because there's ways to get around that. You can pay off massive debts. You can invest in people. You can start an incredible nonprofit, some passion project. I mean, who knows, right, with that kind of money. Yes, there are people that make bad choices, but they make bad choices anyway. Because if you win billions of dollars, it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with that money. So, boo-hoo, Washington Post, don't rain on our parade. This one is from Max, and Max says, Kate, you know the old joke, how hot is it? I have family, I think, that lives in all the hot spots in the U.S. I am here in your old turf of Dallas, Texas, and it is really quite like we are in hell. I just don't even look at my phone anymore to get the heat advisories, to know what percentage we are at. Is it 102? Does it feel like 110? Does it feel like we're on the surface of the sun or just dealing with it? You know, I mean, we'll come out on the other end. This is all anybody's talking about besides the lottery and besides complaining about how much food costs. But I'm tired of it. Even my golfing buddies, I put the kibosh on it. I said, if we're going to golf, we cannot complain about the heat on every single hole. I'm going to say, good for you, because that would get old, right? It would get old, especially if you're golfing, because that's your built-in excuse. I can't even see. I'm sweating so much. Oh, that's why I shanked my ball a little bit too right. I mean, yeah, don't golf. Don't be out when you can't take the elements. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing that it's not terrible. I mean, it is terrible. I get texts every day from people about, you know, you left just in time and we miss you, but it's just horrible here. And again, the percentages of how hot it is and what's going on. I think the bigger thing to worry about, and there still is conversation, of course, about that, is the grid. Does the grid hold up? And are people helping? And what's going on with the thermostat? And, you know, all that kind of stuff because of the temperatures. And because the grid is not one that I would trust. We saw what happened when Dallas and Texas, just not just Dallas, all of Texas, got hit with winter weather and people died because of the grid being faulty. That would be the biggest concern that I would have over everything else. Absolutely. I really liked this mailbag. It was really interesting this time around. Thomas, Kate, I heard you talk about the Choco Taco, and I can't believe that was one of your favorites. You know, it really was a big deal in my hood when the ice cream truck pulled up because a lot of us got the taco. And if you haven't really been exposed to it very much, and it's been a long time since you even tasted one, do yourself a favor and go and get one before it's completely out. It is salty. It is good. It's got that chocolate that is hard on the outside. And, oh, it tastes so special. It is really a thing that I'm going to be sad to lose, even though I hadn't had one in a long time. I guess it's the memory thing for me. Well, yeah, that's what people are saying. It's all over social media because this is what they remember as a kid, the Choco Taco. And I guess they're going to, there is one company that's going to bring them back. And this is funny. And this is clever. See, this is smart people thinking ahead, marketing. October 4th is National Taco Day. So they're bringing Salt and Straw is doing a limited edition of this chocolate taco thing. It's their version. And it's going to come out then. So I guess you would be able to get, I guess you would be able to get it there. But for people who don't know what it is, it's just that waffle cone that's shaped like a taco shell, stuffed with ice cream, and then it's got chocolate on the outside, and it's got the salty, the flake salt on top of that, you know. So, and yeah, I mean, of course, anything like that looks good, right? I said this. When a Good Humor truck would pull up, especially if I was, like, at my aunt's house who lived down the street when we were really little kids, she immediately would hand us a stack, you know, a couple bucks, and say, go get ice cream for the kids or the truck, whatever. And there, you just saw those pictures, and your eyes just lit up, right? I mean, just huge, looking at all the different kinds of ice cream that you could possibly get from the ice cream truck. And I just remember, I liked the simple cones where it was vanilla, just vanilla cone, like a waffle cone, or where it was half vanilla and half chocolate. Occasionally I would veer off of that, but that was my deal. And I think I was too busy doling out the cash and trying to make sure everybody else got whatever else it was that they wanted. Let's move on. Fred says, wow, I heard you the other day talk about the guy that was killed getting out of the lift when the lift driver pushed all of his buddies out onto a busy highway. I hope they find him. That is an awful, awful story. I can't imagine the shock of his family in getting the phone call that he was dead because he was forced out of a lift and the car behind the lift couldn't avoid hitting him. Please tell me there's going to be charges against this creep. Another reason you have to be careful in, I think, Kate, in ordering these cars. I know that it's only every once in a while, but boy, we have heard some really insane stories. Yeah, for people who don't know, because I mentioned it the other day briefly, is an ex staff member for the ex New York governor Cuomo was killed when this Lyft driver, he was with his friends, he was in Delaware, allegedly ordered him and the five friends out of the car. They got into some kind of an argument, and it happened, of course, late. It was, you know, 1:40 or so in the morning, and Sidney Wolfe is his name, 43 years old. And he and his pals, you know, get out of the car, slammed on the brakes, and the car behind the Lyft driver, this Toyota, couldn't avoid hitting him because all of a sudden he was right there in the road. And he tried to change lanes when the Lyft car stopped, but he didn't see Wolf get out, because he had just gotten out of the rear passenger seat and was standing in the roadway. And, I mean, so, yeah, he hit him. And, of course, they're trying to get they're trying to identify and get the Lyft car and person, but they haven't had any luck yet at this point. So, yeah, there are things all over the place about, you know, people supporting him and how sad this is and condolences. And it is shocking. I mean, just absolutely shocking. Of course, he had a family. He had two daughters and a wife. Awful, awful, awful to hear that. Any thoughts? I said it at the top. I'll say it again. Send them to me. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
play the math game.
Just a reminder, and of course I'm updating this book perfect right before all these training camps, or actually in the middle of these training camps before the NFL season, Invade the Man Cave. I wrote that book a couple of years ago and talked about all the sports because I couldn't find anything that had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It was, you know, either your favorite football team, baseball team, whatever it might be, pro team, period, and there wasn't anything that talked about the sports across the board. There's encyclopedias, like ESPN has a great encyclopedia, but there wasn't any of that. So anyway, you can get that on Amazon, and I would wait till September, because that'll be completely updated, perfect, right for the start of the season. The biggest story going has to be what's going on with this deal. The U.S. offering up an arms dealer to Russia for the release of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, but from the sports side of it, Griner is the thing. So for months, Griner and this U.S. State Department have been very careful about what they've said about her detainment in Russia on drug charges. She testified in court. She told the judge when she was arrested on February 17th, she was denied proper translation. Wasn't read her rights, was denied access to a lawyer, was coerced by her interpreter into signing papers she couldn't understand. That's the first time any of that came out. She was careful again in everything she said before that. And that was a shift from keeping her head down, don't make any waves, that whole kind of idea, that philosophy, that strategy. So there's supposed to be a verdict and a sentence August 5th, but will there be a deal so that that doesn't even happen? Maybe, but we don't know. This could go in an opposite direction. Because throwing in Paul Whelan and then, who our government considers to be another wrongful detainee, that would be huge for him and his family. If Russia decides they're gonna bite on that, they would get back Victor Bout, who is a notorious arms dealer. He's doing a 25-year sentence in the U.S., and that would be very, very, very big. It's incredibly significant. Because if you think about this, when you think of kidnapped Americans and all of that, there was like a no-deal policy. Can't do it. But things have changed. Now there's this idea of making prisoner exchanges, etc. And, of course, Russia's been critical of the U.S. accusations that Griner was wrongfully detained, telling the U.S. that you need to butt out and let Griner's trial run its course. So now here we are near an end to this. So now will there be some pushback? What happens here? What's interesting is Bill Richardson, you know that name from the past, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations who's been negotiating Griner's release, hoped he could travel to Russia by now to wrap up this deal. But Blinken is telling Sergei Lavrov directly that Russia has to release her and Whelan, and he may make it possible for them to agree to this trade, like making it not look that bad, like they're just shuffling the deck. Bottom line is this. She is a WNBA star. If you have no clue who she is, you just look her up in whatever search engine. I mean, seriously, she played for Team USA. People in Arizona certainly know her. People who follow basketball, women's basketball at all, understand that. And, yes, this is significant if she were to get out of this. But we, at this point, who knows if for sure that happens. I think it will, because it makes sense from Russia's point of view to get him back. That completely makes sense. All right, it is all about the NFL, right? The road to everything, the road to the Hall of Fame, the road to the Super Bowl, the start of everybody being hopeful that their team is going to be there at the end, the new faces that may make the team, the faces that are new to the team, all the off-field chatter, all of that. So much has happened. Training camps are open. I mean, it's weird. I think about this. What's weird? It's we don't live in that era anymore where you had those dynasties where, and maybe some players still stay, but you had players that stayed forever. To see Russell Wilson, in a Denver Broncos jersey. So strange. And can you believe this? This shows you time. It's been 6 months since the Rams won the Super Bowl. And here we are. We're in a flurry of moves, training camps going on. You have Aaron Rodgers, who swaggers up to camp looking like Nick Cage in his He-Man undershirt and long hair. But he's back. Different from last year where, what's going to happen with his contract and what's going to go on with Aaron and the whole thing about COVID and vaccinations and he wasn't vaccinated and all the controversy over that. His offseason included a contract extension with $101.5 million guaranteed, right? So he's there. He's at training camp, and he's always going to do the. He's the opposite. He's always going to do the opposite. You just don't know how he's going to arrive. It was just so funny to see him look like Nick Cage in that undershirt and jeans, swaggering in, just making his way in. And, you know, this is about who's going to make it, what's going to happen, what are the battles, what happens with these 31 NFL training camps. And, boy, like I said, it's so interesting, the quarterback shuffle and other players who have jumped. I mean, look, the Chicago Bears and the Giants are just two of 10 teams with new head coaches for 2022. And you look at predictions, and I've been tackling all of this, and we'll do that. We'll do little quick hits, breakdowns as we move along and get closer to the season. But like I said, at this point, do you think your team, whoever you're pulling for, has the possibility of winning everything? And the answer is yes, even if they have no chance of making it. That's what you believe because you want to believe it. And nobody wants that more than the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones can sell it like nobody else. And of all the teams, and I cover the whole NFL, but intimately covering the Cowboys, and at one point, and I talk about this in all my books, in Deal Your Own Destiny and Invade the Man Cave, traveling with the Cowboys, this is like being with rock stars. No matter where you were, people came out. There were Cowboy fans everywhere. It's been a long time since the Cowboys have won. But they're talking about this is, you know, wow, really excited about the talent they've got this time around and what it looks like. Look at defensively what the defensive coordinator Dan Quinn says and the speed they've got around the edge, the possibilities, the amazing year that we could see defensively, rotating defensive linemen as Quinn likes to do. There's been a lot of conversation about that, so I scribbled that down because I scribbled that thought down because that's everything that I kept seeing, the predictions, and what the buzz was. And then just getting used to new things. Like, of course, it is the Washington Commanders now, right? And who's the most talked about player for the Washington Commanders? Running back Antonio Gibson. Him. A lot of focus. And also the quarterback, Carson Wentz. Will he be the Carson Wentz he was a long time ago, it seems like, for the Philadelphia Eagles when he played for the Eagles, skipping back a couple of teams? But I guess Gibson, it's because of all of the off-season workouts. He lowered his body fat from 18%, guys, to less than 12%. So, of course, he's going to be more explosive. How do you do that? How do you lower your body fat like that? We might have to have him on the show. In fact, I'm going to see if we can get him on the show. Maybe we can learn something. I don't know. That's it for the Man Cave and this hour of the show as well. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his fine work, as always, on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.